Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It's Thursday, the 15th of June 2017, and I'm joined by Alessio Rostani, an independent market analyst at leadingtrader.com. How are you today, Alessio?
Great to be here. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, obviously, after our slight hiccup with the general election here in the UK, we'd like to hear an objective observer tell us what we've done wrong and what we've done right.
I'll try and be objective. But the interesting thing is that, as folks may recall from our conversation back in April, the day when Prime Minister May announced her snap election, the very day after, I remember speaking with you, and I think both of us were of the opinion it was a huge mistake. Certainly I said at the time that it was a bad gamble and it was backfire. It would be backfiring on her, and it did. And I think you have an interesting opinion on this. You don't think that Brexit actually is going to ever happen?
Well, no. I think there was two things. One, with the election, it was a snap election, but I thought
right.
She was actually her snapping because she couldn't get, she couldn't
right.
get anything done. It was like she was having a problem with Scotland, the economy, everything you name it. Yeah, it was wrong, and she got the leadership qualities of an amoeba anyway. So that doesn't help. Then now the situation is that it was supposed to be the Brexit election to get a mandate for, I mean, just, you know, to, like, say, rubber stamp the whole process that, you know, we voted for it in June, and now we get a big majority to see it through. Mm. Obviously, there's no mandate now because it's a minority government,
mm-hmm.
and we probably won't even get the DUP agreement either,
right.
Which is why the pound is falling. And so, basically, a total mess, but no mandate for Brexit. I wouldn't be surprised if it's either the softest of Brexits, which means we have everything mm-hmm. that we have at the moment, except we're not in the EU,
right.
i.e. the customs union and
yes.
freedom of movement and all the things that the mm-hmm. Brexiteers didn't want. And so the whole thing is absolutely back to square one.
Yeah, I kind of would agree with that. And I think we'll be talking about the British pound as well, some interesting things happening there.
Let's say the referendum vote in June was the wrong answer.
Yeah,
it's now going.
It definitely
to be,
was a disaster.
It's going to be reversed in the same way that Trump was went the wrong way as well. The U.S. election, and that's also there are forces there to unwind that as well.
That's right.
So we'll see. We'll see that.
I would just say that it's astounding how much. I think that she got really bad advice, whoever advised her about this election.
Nick Timothy and Fiona Hill.
Oh, really? Yeah. So they could have been in power until 2020. The election would have been, if this wasn't there, until May of June of 2020.
Yeah.
And they just called this ridiculously unnecessary election, which we knew, both of us agreed it was unnecessary and it would be backfiring. Anyway, let's continue with the...
What a shame. Okay, we've got Michael Gove back in government. It's worth it. Most popular in business and finance, Fed announces fourth interest rate hike
yes.
in 18 months, brightens economic outlook, but balance sheet shrinkage worries.
Exactly. So they're obviously going full steam ahead on tapering the whole system and, you know, all the quantitative easing and everything else. So one thing that's interesting is right now, though, is what impact this will have on the U.S. dollar and the euro. We'll be talking about the euro, of course, in this session, I think.
Yeah.
And the dollar is certainly oversold. I would be expecting some kind of bounce in the dollar as a result of everything going on. But certainly, so far, there's been no surprise, interestingly enough. There's been no surprise by the Fed. They've done exactly as we expected, as everyone expected.
Okay, next up, we've got... Portfolio managers are holding record levels of corporate debt, presumably to try and improve the yields they're getting. But corporate debt, how reliable is that?
Right. There's an actual index or ETF that we can look at. The symbol is HYG, and that looks at the corporate debt that's held by investors. And there's a company called Stansberry Research that's predicting that we're going to see one of the biggest crashes in corporate debt. They actually, I think they're correct on this, and this goes along with this, that one of the biggest crashes we're going to see potentially maybe this year or next year is going to be in the corporate debt. And again, watch the symbol, the market, HYG.
And also the auto loans debt as well. I think there's that
right.
coming through too. So
that's exactly.
equivalent to the subprime situation. Next, we've got Donald Trump under investigation for potential obstruction of justice. I call it just defending himself. Ladbrokes latest Trump impeachment odds, impeachment or resignation before 2024 to 7, 64% chance, and to serve full first term, 5 to 4, 44% chance.
Did you watch the Comey hearing last week?
No,
it was interesting.
Not my kind of thing. heard on Twitter, Mike Mish Shedlock, does Yellen finally see the bubble she created, or is she still too clueless? I think that's very rude. It was not just her, it was also...
Right.
It was also...
Bernanke.
And Bernanke. I mean, yeah. she didn't do it alone. She didn't act alone. Janet Yellen has been much more hawkish than many anticipated or will admit, and my theory there is that Donald Trump told her, if you don't raise rates, I'm going to sack you.
Mm.
So that seems to be.
Oh, really?
So she's going ahead with that. Although, interestingly, I think the rate hikes were supposed to go with the tax cuts and the infrastructure plans, which were inflationary. Mm. So this would offset that. But now we've got just the interest rate rises and nothing to go with it.
Yes.
Which there may never be.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good point.
Next up, we've got, heard on Twitter as well, Mark Chandler, important price action, euro-dollar stopped again in front of 113, possible double top, possible hammer in dollar-Canadian and dollar index. Key is the follow-through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to take a look at the euro in a few moments, so we'll just... And the CAD as well.
Economic calendar, Bank of England rate decision, initial jobless claims in the US and US industrial production for May. And I'm very disappointed that I haven't been invited to Mansion House to hear Bank of England Governor Mark Carney speak. But I think he knows what I think of him.
Right.
That's probably why I didn't get in.
Ah, is that right?
It's just something personal. next up, FX sentiment, power by Oanda. We've got long, very long of silver, so long, I mean, quite surprising actually, 50-50 almost on gold.
Yes.
Short as you would expect on cable, very long on dollar Canadian, and as I said to another guest earlier in the week, I can only guess that dollar Canadian is tumbling.
Yes, I just want to mention one thing, because we're going to take a look at CAD, dollar CAD in a minute. Insiders, the commercial hedgers, or smart money in other words, are taking extremely long positions on Canadian dollar, which is the opposite, of course, of dollar CAD. So I think this chart here is very good in telling us how the majority of people, the retail traders, are on the wrong side of the market. So they're on the wrong side of dollar CAD, they're bullish on dollar CAD, should be bearish. They're very
short on euro dollar, very short and very short on euro sterling as well.
Exactly, and I think they're wrong on both of those. I think we're going to see, as your last guest was saying, we should be long on dollar pound and long euro dollar. Sorry, not dollar pound. We should be long on euro pound and also long on euro dollar.
Okay, let's go on to the next slide, which is trade of the day. TIP-TB Finance trade of the day. N Brown Group daily chart bearish divergence, which is quite clear there, and sell around £2.80. Mm. Objective 267 to 262 and stops above 286.
Very good chart. I'm a big believer in divergences.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. Going on to the broker recommendations. Mm-hmm. Centrica, rather strangely, Deutsche Bank is going for a sell. Centrica was threatened with price caps from Theresa May when she actually had a majority and could do anything, do things, but doesn't look like that will happen. So therefore, I think Centrica was one of the biggest risers on the FTSE yesterday, so it doesn't look as though that's going to pan out. Merlin Entertainments, the owner of Madame Tussauds and other attractions around London and beyond, it was warning about the effect of terrorism recent months, so that's sort of slowed down business. But Barclays Capital is still going for overweight there. And then crude oil at a seven-month low. Citigroup neutral on BP in that particular case. So that's it for the openness of the TIP-TB Finance Show. Join us very soon with Alessio Rustani for leadingtrader.com.
Thanks.